You don't seem to have my text, but that's all right. I do like that definition of a saint, reminding all of us that we all have roles to play, small and large, in helping care for God's world, God's people, God's creation. But this day, All Saints Day, and the church calendar is really not just about focusing on sainthood, not focusing just on what makes someone a saint. How does someone choose to be a saint? This day is really more about the communion of saints. When we talk about All Saints, we're talking about the fellowship of saints, the communion of saints. In the collect appointed for today, we talk about how God has knit together those whom God loves, knit together in one fellowship. I do a bit of knitting, and whether your metaphor is knitting or crocheting or weaving or anything in which random strands are brought together into a cloth that is coherent. When something that was rough and unorganized becomes something beautiful and useful and knit together, that's the communion of saints. That is all of God's beloved, past, present, and even yet to come in some sense, knit together through the fellowship and the presence of God into one communion. There is a scripture passage. It doesn't appear in this year's lectionary on All Saints Day, but there is a scripture passage that is particularly suitable for All Saints Day. It's from Hebrews. And am I going to be able to remember it? Since you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. I think there's a little bit more of it, but the main image is that thanksgiving, that proclamation of praise from the writer of Hebrews, since you have surrounded us, each of us here in this life, surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us, encouraged and sustained by those witnesses, run the race, the life of faith, the spiritual road that is set before us. The author of Hebrews probably intentionally, sort of an athletic metaphor in that sense, looking at the saints, looking at those past and present witnesses to the faith, as examples and encouragers to sustain people in his day who were being persecuted for the faith, who were seeking to persevere under very trying circumstances in the Roman Empire, at a time when people were being martyred for the faith. The writer of Hebrews said, but we have this wondrous cloud that is encouraging and sustaining and cheering us on as we seek to finish the race that is set before us. Imagining that cloud of witnesses perhaps seated in the Roman Colosseum, encircling those who were being persecuted below. And that's a good image to remember. It is a good image to remember that historically folks have been killed and persecuted for seeking out God's love. And yet, I have another athletic image that I want to share with you, a more modern athletic image to illustrate the communion of saints. And although it may seem trivial at first, it is, I think, a very relevant and apt image for the communion of saints, the fellowship of that cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. In the King James translation, it said, you have compassed us about with so great a cloud of witnesses. every compass point, all the way around, we are always surrounded by these witnesses. So the modern athletic image that I want to lay before you is the image of a soccer game with four-year-olds. It is essential to this image. Now, I know this is a very real image for a few of you. It is essential to this image that the soccer players be very young. The youngest that they start. And in this image, the field of play is surrounded by adults. Surrounded on every side. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, neighbors. Surrounding those four-year-olds who are playing soccer. And there are, I'm told, two important reasons that adults come to children's soccer games, young children's soccer games. The first, obviously, is to show their love and support for those who are playing, to show that they care, that they want to be a part of this experience. But I'm told that the other reason that adults come to a four-year-old soccer game and ring the field is to keep the four-year-olds on the field. Because four-year-olds don't always keep track of where the boundaries are for the field of play. Now, in this image, we are the four-year-olds. We are those who are seeking our spiritual path. We are those who are trying to find our way as children of God, as followers of Jesus. We are the ones who don't always know where we're going or where the edge is or what we're supposed to do at any given time. Those adults that compass about the field are the cloud of witnesses, the great cloud of witnesses. They are there to keep us in more or less the right place. They are there to encourage us, not just by their words and actually by their presence, to sustain and guide us in this endeavor that can be challenging and confusing. And yet I also think another important part of this image is at least the vast majority of the time the four-year-olds are having a blast. And the journey of faith should be fun. It should be a source of joy for all of us, even though it can be confusing, even though we don't always know where we're going, or which end is ours and which end is the other team's. Even though we don't always know what God wants us to do, we should be mostly having a good time while we're at it, surrounded and guided by the communion of saints, the great cloud of witnesses. And think about the faces. That cloud of witnesses isn't just an amorphous group, it's a bunch of individual faces. It is all those historic witnesses to the faith. St. Andrew, St. John, and St. Francis. They are still with us, guiding us and encouraging us. The Episcopal Church remembers in our commemoration of saints a vast realm of people who have worked to help God take care of the world over the centuries, to help illumine and care for God and God's people. Mystics, John of the Cross is in our calendar. Johann Sebastian Bach is in our calendar. To help bring joy through music to God's people. Astronomists Johann Kepler and Copernicus, a male, a saint who helped God take care of the world. Martin Luther King, William Temple, perhaps a name not well known in this country, but the Archbishop of Canterbury during World War II, who was a beacon of peace and hope during that very dark time in England and throughout the world. Individual faces that compass us about, with hands that care, with voices and spirits that encourage and strengthen. But think of the other faces that are in that crowd of witnesses as well. They are people you know. They are the people in your own lives who have wished God's love and God's hope for you. Your ancestors, those in your family, but teachers, friends, mentors, fellow church members, who have wished and worked for God's love and God's hope to be a part of your life. They are in that group that surrounds us on every side. And in one sense, not to muddle the image too much, each of us, at the same time we are four-year-olds bumping around looking for our spiritual purpose and meaning, we are also, each of us, a part of that communion of saints for one another, to hold up and to guide and sustain others amongst that communion, and to be held up and guided and sustained. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. On this All Saints Day, we give thanks. We give thanks for the communion of saints, that fellowship knit together, which guides, supports, and sustains us throughout our lives.